Mike, I hope the FCC isn't listening to this podcast today. We're bringing the fans into the mix.
We're letting them in. We're opening the doors today. Look out.
Our Lady of Victory, pray for us.
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Point Blank Podcast, covering New York Islanders hockey. Here are your hosts, Brian Compton and Mike Carver.
All right, welcome to the show. We're going to be taking your voicemails in just a few minutes. First things first, another big win for the Islanders. Mike, a few weeks ago, we were humming taps at the start of the show, and here they are right back in the mix.
Well, listen, let's see a little bit more first.
Yeah.
Great week. You couldn't have asked for anything more. I didn't expect it. I don't think anybody expected it. To get wins over Pittsburgh and Washington, you get a point in the Detroit game, and then beating the Rangers at Barclays on Tuesday night. As good a week, the best week of the Islanders season.
Without a doubt.
There's no question about that.
Not even close.
Not even close at all.
We sat in these chairs last week. I said, Mike, they got to get 3 out of 4 points against the Penguins and Caps. Your response, I believe, was, ha, ha, ha.
I didn't think they were. Did you? Well,
of course,
I
said.
You thought they were going to win
no,
both of those games.
No.
I'm not talking about you specifically,
yeah.
But some people. If you really thought the Islanders, who have been terrible.
Right.
For the first 9 weeks
and
of the
especially
season.
After the Penguins tied in the third period.
Oh,
did anybody think they were going to win that hockey game?
No chance. It was a tremendous job by them getting it done. The third period in that Pittsburgh game was a little brutal. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And then they played probably their best game of the season in Washington the next night.
Huge.
Played really good down there. Tremendous job. Back and forth Sunday against Detroit. They got a point. And then a great game against the Rangers. For me, Bri, that game against the Rangers was saved. The 4-minute penalty kill.
Huge.
In the first period. 9 saves by Halak during it. I thought that was the moment of the game for the Islanders. That's what did it for them.
I think it goes before that, Mike. I think it was the save Halak made on Zuccarello a minute and a half into the game. Huge kick
huge
save.
Too.
If that goes in, who knows if the wheels fall off.
Right. The wheels could have came off the bus early. They did not. Isles held the fort. Got a couple of goals. Got that huge penalty kill. Rangers came right out in the second, of course, and made the game again. But the Islanders kept pushing and had another outstanding effort.
And Jason Chimera keeps finding the back of the net.
Three in the last four,
three in the past 4 games.
Three in the last 4. Listen, the one,
right.
Elson shot it. Hey, they count. They
exactly.
all count. At least he got it and not Brock, who didn't deserve it after taking that terrible penalty.
Yeah, that was
to
no
give
good.
Him the 4-minute. And the giveaway he had a couple of minutes before that was brutal also. So I'm not going to be praising Brock at all today, but good job by everybody last night.
Andrew Ladd as well gets a goal.
Andrew Ladd got a goal. You better not miss that. good job by Andrew. Maybe he'll come around a little bit. It's good to see. This has been a really good week,
Mike,
for them.
I don't think it's any coincidence that they're winning games and these guys who we've been killing for weeks and weeks and weeks are putting pucks in the
look
net.
What
Lee,
happens.
Ladd, Chimera, these guys need to help out John Tavares.
Look what happens when you start to get some production from up and down the lineup.
Yeah, it's huge.
And also scoring more than 2 goals a game.
It's huge.
Which they had a long stretch where they didn't score more than 2 goals. And now here they go. They're scoring 3-4 goals a night, and that's when you win hockey games.
Yep.
And you're getting the contributions. Bailey's been good, too. Let's
he
be
has been.
Here.
People are going to kill me for
I don't,
this.
People, I don't
He's
care
been
what people
their
say.
Best forward from the start of the season till now.
You can make that
Most
case.
Consistent. It's not even close.
I wouldn't argue with you.
Right?
He's got 5 straight games now with points, I believe, after getting in the
He's
fifth
been
last
fantastic.
Night.
Look, is he a top-line winger?
No. He shouldn't be playing on the top line.
But you can't tell me that he hasn't been their most productive forward since day one.
On a more structured National Hockey League team, he is not
of
a top-line player.
Right.
But he's doing what he has to do right here with Johnny. Johnny, at times last night, was a little invisible in the Ranger game, but gets the goal, the 4th goal there in the third.
Terrific shot.
To put the game away. Great job by him. There's really nothing you could complain about this week. They got the job done, but there's more work to do.
Oh, without a doubt. They still have 8 teams to hop over.
I heard last night they got back to 500. No, they didn't. They're 10,
right.
10,
they're
and 5.
They're 10 and 15.
Okay, they're 10 and 15.
Right.
They're not 500. A couple people mentioned that. Not the case. You're 10, 10, and 5.
Right.
You're 10 and 15.
Yes.
But there's still work to do. I believe now at least they've close the gap where if they win their next game, they can actually jump 2 or 3 teams and start to make a little bit of leeway. 6 points back of the second wild card spot. You need a week like that, like they just had,
no
to get yourself back in. But They need another week like that.
No
Doesn't
question.
Have to be this week, but you can't go in a three-game slide. You got to tread water and then have another week where you get 7 or 8 points.
They got to keep finding ways to get points.
Absolutely.
They really do. And one thing that we haven't mentioned yet, the penalty kill has been unbelievable.
Great job.
19 for its past 19 over the
last... Are they up
to
third in the league now, I believe?
They're right there.
They're in the top five in the league now.
Unbelievable. Cizikas, Clutterbuck.
It kind of looks like, Bri, like it did for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season in October when they were shutting everybody down. They fell asleep at the wheel in November. They were allowing power play goal after power play goal to go in. And now it looks like they've locked back down to where they were early in the season, and they're one of the best units in the league. And it was a great last night when Nelson was in the box for that 4 minutes, because he is one of their penalty killers. It's one of the things that he does. Johnny had to come out and take a face-off on a penalty kill, and I believe that Kinger and Picker last night on the radio said it's the first time they've ever seen Johnny on a penalty kill
for sure.
in his 7 or 8 years. And as soon as he won the draw, right to the bench he went. So
we talked with Arthur Staple last week, and I asked him, is Grice wrestling away the number one job?
I thought he was.
Yarrow plays against the Caps, really stolen that game, Mike. He was fantastic. And now,
and that's what we complained about the most, is that he hadn't stolen any games for them.
Right.
That's why he
shouldn't, that's what
we
they
didn't
need.
Think he should be playing.
They need their goaltenders to steal games for them if they're going to get back in
his
the playoffs.
His two best games of the year were Washington on Thursday and then last night against the Rangers.
Phenomenal.
And he's got something on the Rangers. It's
14-7 lifetime. How
14-7. Is it 10 of his last 11, I believe? Or is that against
like that.
Just Lundqvist?
Probably Hank, but he's been unbelievable.
Yeah, he's been outstanding. And listen, it looks like it's going to be I don't mind if there's little spurts like this where if Halak's going to play 3 out of 4 if he's playing really well.
Yeah.
And then if Grice is playing really well, 3 out of 4.
Whoever is in there has to perform.
Because Grice has been good, too.
Oh,
when Grice
sure.
has played, he's played well. So
but
it's
loved,
a good problem.
I loved, especially after what happened against the Penguins. First of all, it was huge that the Islanders were resilient and found a way to get those 2 points.
Right.
But to play the way that they played in the third period in Washington was such a 180 from the night before.
Yeah.
They took it to the Caps from the drop of the puck from the start of the
third
period.
And on the second half of a back-to-back, which was really nice to see, because usually on that third period of a back-to-back is when your legs are the worst.
No, they were
phenomenal.
You're the most
tired, and they pushed through, and they got the job done. I was so impressed with that win in Washington. And really, for me, the best win of the last week. Because they've actually had a whole bunch that we can talk about. I thought it was their best win of the last week.
Rangers are starting to fall back a little bit, Mike.
Well,
they've really been
expected.
Hit hard by the injury. But they've been hit really hard by the injury.
Everybody
they
gets hit
the
hard by injuries.
They had 10 forwards the last, 35 minutes last
Everybody
night?
Gets hit hard by injuries.
Sure.
I don't want to hear that excuse. Did you really think the Rangers were going to score 5.5 goals a game for the whole season?
Travis Havnick said to me last night, what do you think? They were going to score 15 goals every game.
Right, and it can't happen. Eventually, things are going to even out.
Yeah.
And that's what we're kind of hoping is going to happen with the Islanders. Maybe things will even out.
Now they're only 5 points clear in ninth place, Mike.
Well,
and the Devils have 2 games in hand.
Listen, did you really think they were a superpower?
Of course not.
And,
but it's amazing how far they've fallen pretty
quickly.
And here's
another thing you saw last night. And I know he hasn't been good against the Islanders the last few years. Henrik Lundqvist is on the he's on the downswing, as far as I'm concerned.
Looks that way.
Great player. I think, personally, they missed their window with Lundqvist in terms of winning because he's getting a little older. He's played 1,000 games, and it's starting to wear on him a little bit. And I know he always looks a little goofy against the Isles for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's weird.
But he looked real goofy last night in a couple of those goals.
He did not have a good night. You can check out Rangers Blue Line with myself, Nick Lacalzi, and Adam Rotter. We're going to speak with Tracy Myers from CSN Chicago. The Rangers face the Blackhawks twice over the next week, so things aren't going to get any easier for the Rangers. To find the show, search SNY.TV Rangers on the iPhone podcast app or wherever you listen to your podcast, and make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the channel. Fingers crossed.
Right.
Here we go. You ready, buddy?
This is a new thing that we're putting in here. I guess we'll see how it works. Maybe we'll try to throw it in there once every any while. And
depends on whether or not these folks behave.
If you behave, and we'll keep doing it. So we're going to take a couple voicemails.
And
from
we
the
have
listeners.
Not heard any of these.
I haven't heard any.
So I have no idea what's going to happen right now. I'm a little nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Hello, it's Rich Z from Floral Park. I just want to talk about, can we please get some stable line combinations for a while? You know, Andrew Ladd barely had a minute with John Tavares, and boom, he's gone. Yeah, he might not be the best, but stable line combinations, let these guys develop some chemistry, is the most frustrating thing I've had so far.
Well, there's the great Rich Z from Floral Park, who constantly gives me the business on Twitter that I'm never happy about anything. So good to hear Rich Z checking in.
Thanks for the call, Rich.
Thank you, Rich. Did you listen in the first 7 minutes before that call there, Rich? I clearly was happy about some things. Stable line combinations, Bri. They never happen with Jack Capuano.
Jack's M.O. I mean, he's always shuffling the lines. I think really the only staple are you're going to see Casey and Cal together. We're always going to see that. Right. And I don't think Josh Bailey's going anywhere in that top line,
no,
Mike.
No, he's played too well. He's not going to.
But other than that, I mean, I think at some point we'll see Andrew Ladd back with Tavares. I think that's going to happen.
I don't know.
But if they keep winning games.
Eventually. Here's the thing. They've kind of been keeping it the same over the past week, and they're winning.
Yeah.
So maybe, Rich, you're starting to see a little bit of what you're looking for. But we all know that that doesn't last very long when it comes to Jack Capuano. So I wouldn't expect a long-term mix to be the same. I think he's going to continue to spin the pot.
No, if they're going to continue to get 3 or 4 goals every night, why would you continue to shuffle the lines the way that you are? The only thing that I don't like as far as the line goes, Mike, is that Anthony Beauvillier is not on any of them. I mean, this kid's got to play.
Well,
he's got to play.
They get on a little win streak with him not in the lineup. You know what's going
to
happen.
Right, he's going to continue to watch.
And listen, Prince been good too.
He's been fantastic. I tweeted that last night. He's
Prince
been
has been really good.
Yeah.
So
he made the Ladd goal happen. He got around Brady Shea. He has been really, really good.
The last week during this little nice run by the Isles, Prince has been very good.
Hey, guys, this is Matt from Hicksville. My question is more, I guess, directed towards Mr. Carver. At the beginning of the season, or actually even before the season started, he referred to Scotty Mayfield as being, I believe, garbage.
Yep.
I thought that he's, played pretty well and filled in the role on defense pretty nicely. I just wanted to see what you guys thought about his overall play so far and what his future with the Islanders will be. Thanks.
All right, Matt. Well, listen,
Matt.
I stand by what I said. I don't think that he's a full-time NHL defenseman. I really don't. I think that the Islanders are I don't think the Islanders are happy that they're playing him every night. Did he play good last night against the Rangers? Of course he did. He scored a goal.
Yeah.
And he's actually the one guy that can bring a little bit of toughness in terms of if he needs to throw down with anybody. He's the only guy on the team right now that will do that. But I don't need to have a guy on the NHL's changed. I don't need a guy on my team to do that anymore. Matt, I'm going to stand by it because, honestly, I don't believe that if the Islanders were fully healthy, you would not see Scott Mayfield on the ice. You wouldn't.
I think Islanders brass is pleased, and I think you guys should be pleased that Scott has developed into that seventh defenseman, not a full-time guy, but is capable of stepping in and performing when called upon. Look, if Johnny Boychuk didn't have the flu, Scott Mayfield doesn't get recalled on an emergency basis. So it's nice that he performed against the Rangers. It's nice that he got a goal for sure. Congrats to Scott. He was a nice shot. It was Johnny Boychuk-esque off the half wall there, so that was nice to see. But take what you can get with Scott Mayfield because I don't think he has the skating ability to play at this level over 82 games, but he did contribute against the Rangers.
He contributed, no doubt about that, but I stand by it, Matt. I'm sorry. I don't think that this is a guy that you want in the mix very often, if at all.
He brings that physical element, which is great, but over 82 games, I don't think he's a third-pair guy. I think he's the guy that you call upon when you have an injury.
He'll cost you a goal or two down the road if he keeps playing, Matt. You watch.
Hey, this is Rich from Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Hey, Mike, listen, you got on Anders Lee and he started scoring. You said Chimera looked like he's skating with cement blocks, and he's putting 3 in the net recently. So isn't it time that you start riding Andrew Ladd a little bit?
Well, there you go, Rich. So, Rich, I don't know if does he like the fact that I kill people and then they stop?
I think it was a backhanded thank you, Mike.
I guess it was, but here's the thing, Rich. I've been killing Brock Nelson for a year and he does nothing. So I guess you get both sides of the coin. Listen, Tremera's been great ever since the block of ice. He looks like he's skating
bricks
with
in his skates.
Bricks in his skates. Since I made that comment, Chimera has played a lot better. I think I got on Ladd.
We've both gotten on Andrew
I think Ladd. Last week with Arthur, I said, what's up? What's going on with Ladd? I mean, the guy really, he has not been worth the price tag that the Islanders have paid for him. Maybe last night was the start of something. We keep hearing about how from December 16th on last year, he scored 20-plus goals. So let's see it from Andrew Ladd. But thank you, Rich. Hopefully it keeps working. I don't mind killing people if they're going to start playing well.
Not at all.
They're not listening to me. I can tell you that much. But hopefully it's working.
Thanks for the call, Rich. We've touched on this multiple times since the start of the season. I think what hurt Andrew Ladd the most was John Tavares playing for Team Canada at the World Cup. They had no time to develop any kind of relationship or chemistry on the ice. He played one game with Johnny during the preseason before the regular season got underway. That's when Parenteau got waived, so everything was in a state of flux. He only played with Tavares for, what, a couple of games during the regular season before he got moved. So he's been all over the place. Great to see him get a goal against the Rangers, a huge goal. It was a 2-1 game. He kind of switched the momentum back in the Islanders' favor with that goal. So hopefully the goals start to come. That's what Jack keeps telling us. Oh, he only had 6 or 9 goals by, you know, at Christmas time, and then he turned it on last year. If he's going to do that this season with the Islanders, Mike, I think it has to be playing alongside John Tavares.
Yeah, I do too, and hopefully that eventually happens. But for now, he's going to be where he is, and we'll see what happens.
Let's go to the next call.
Hey, Mike and Brian. This is Max from Glen Head, living in Chicago. Just wanted to ask you if you thought the Islanders would do as far as roster moves go, whether that be internally or externally. I know that the front office has been very, very patient thus far, but if you guys thought that there would be any moves made in the near future.
Thanks for the call, Max. We appreciate it. I don't think anything's coming, Mike. I just don't think there's a whole lot out there. I've mentioned Anthony Duclair. I'd love to see the Islanders bring him into the mix. I don't know what the price tag would be. Obviously, there's a fit with Ryan Strome. His brother Dylan's a member of the Coyotes organization. It looks like both might need a change of scenery, but there's not a whole lot out there now. If the Islanders stay in the race, you might see something in February or March.
Yeah, it doesn't. There's not a lot of room for movement, like you just said. There's not a lot happening right now. You've got a few guys that honestly don't have a lot of value right now that you maybe would look to trade.
Right.
You don't see trades all around the league right now. Everybody's kind of in the same holding pattern. Yep. You're in that December area. I think after the holiday break and once you get into January around the All-Star break, that's when things start to happen. As far as internally, there's only two guys we could talk about, and that's Dal Colin Hosang. Hosang was benched last week for a game.
It's not
he
a
didn't
good
even
scene.
Play.
From what I've heard regarding Josh Hosang, it's not a good scene right now.
Right.
I would not anticipate seeing him up here anytime soon.
If he can't even get in the Bridgeport lineup, they're not shipping him up to Brooklyn to go play there. So things have to start working out for him. So internally or externally, I don't see it right now.
Yeah, well, externally, Mike, there's too many teams that are still in it. Who's selling off pieces?
Everybody's technically still in it.
Right.
If you want
so
to look
who's going to be selling
Except
off
maybe
key
Vancouver.
Players to help other teams in their playoff push? So you have to take that into consideration too, Max. So you look at the standings, you see how many teams are still involved. It's going to take a few more weeks before we figure out who's not in the race anymore. Maybe you see a trade then, but I wouldn't anticipate anything anytime soon.
Last one, Bri, let's do it.
All right.
Hey guys, Vinny from Brooklyn, long time listener. Just want to give you a quick rundown here. I don't really want Garth making an impact move, I don't think. If he's out this offseason, as is speculated, with a new president coming in, you know, with the stockpile of prospects, you really don't want him impacting the future of the franchise beyond this year if he is indeed out. Just my take on that. Also, good luck to Carver before my Dolphins eliminate his bill.
Wow. Vinny taking the extra
before
shot.
Before I go, let me kick
door.
In the crotch.
Jeez. Vinny, I got news for you. Dolphins ain't making the playoffs. So, and if your Dolphins have a big game when you come up to Buffalo on Christmas Eve, you're going home happy. Don't look under the tree the next morning. There'll be nothing there, Vinny. So, I'm sorry. You better hope you don't need that game up in the B-low in a few weeks. All right, Bri, so this kind of will transition us into the president talk here, as he talked about Garth. Here's what I'm thinking. I don't think that Garth's going anywhere. I don't think that there's going to be a change. There might be somebody that's going to come above him.
Agreed.
I think he's going to give Garth a little bit of time.
Yep.
I was thinking about this the other day. I think that Garth's future with the New York Islanders, and some people aren't going to like this, is going to be determined about whether or not John Tavares re-signs with the Islanders.
I think that's going to be.
So, well, like Vinny just said, some people don't want him to be involved in that process. They want somebody else to be.
Right.
I think that Garth Snow, his future will be determined. He's going to be around, I think. And if John Tavares walks out the door, Garth Snow is going out the door with him.
I think the two biggest things revolving around John Tavares, don't forget, folks, they can't negotiate a new contract until July 1st. The arena situation,
right?
Where are we playing in 5 years? Because if it's not anywhere in this vicinity, John Tavares is not going to re-sign. If it's Quebec, John Tavares is not staying here.
He likes it here, guys. He
so
likes Long Island.
You have to take that into account. And I think also, do the first couple of years, not so much the drafting, because that's on Garth, but the $25 million payroll, whatever it was, he didn't have a whole lot to work with, right? I mean, this guy was trading for Tim Thomas just to make the cap floor.
Right.
So that's on Charles. That's not on Garth. So I'm curious if Garth has been in John Ledecky's ear like, hey, you guys are going to open the checkbook for me. Let me show you what I can do with the resources, right? So that's you have to take that into account too. They're going to hire somebody.
Yes.
I'm with Mike here that it's going to be above Garth. It's going to, maybe they relinquish the presidency from Garth. Somebody else takes over as team president, and then Garth gets at least another season. Maybe not Jack if they don't make the playoffs. Maybe the president comes in and says, we got to hire a new coach.
He'll say, Garth, you're staying, but you got to get rid of Jack.
Right.
You got to make a change there if you want to stay.
Right. But I think barring something catastrophic over these next few months, I think Garth Snow will still be the GM next year.
He will, like I said, he will be the general manager. If John Tavares stays, he will be the general manager long term. I kind of firmly believe that now because nothing has happened at what you can say is probably going to be the darkest period of this season. Can it get much worse than it did in November?
Sure it can.
I don't know.
I think it can.
They were terrible.
Oh, they were terrible, but it can get worse.
You think it could get worse?
Mike, you've been following this team forever. We've seen it get worse. It's definitely possible. Do I think it will? No.
I think that the last week, if you look to see if they're
going
to
play a little bit
better.
But hopefully the worst is behind them.
That's what I mean. So right. I don't, if they didn't make a change during that, I don't think that they're making a change. And I think that he'll get through this year. And like you say, it'll be Jack goes or you go. And then his whole focus will be keeping John Tavares with the Islanders. And if he doesn't, then yeah, he'll be gone then.
A lot of names have been floated around. Elliot Friedman, Darren Dreger, Pat LaFontaine's name has been mentioned.
Yeah.
Pat Flatley. I think the guy, if I had to guess, I know for a fact that Dale Talon is miserable in Florida.
Okay.
So I think
now that guy, I'll get on board.
If they're going to bring in a big name, I think he has to be at the top of the
get
list.
Get me Dale. I will sign on for that right now. I love Pat LaFontaine. Listen, I am a card-carrying member of the Pat LaFontaine fan club.
He's my coworker.
He's in the Mike Carver Mount Rushmore of professional sports
players.
Been
on this show. Yeah.
He's tremendous. He tried this in Buffalo, and it did not go very well for him.
And he's been here,
too. He had the thing here with Neil Smith, the 30, 40 days, whatever it was, and they were out the door. He seems to have a problem when he gets put into that kind of a role. So I don't want him, to be fair, doing it for this team.
I'm just not a huge fan of these guys with legacies with the organization coming back because nine times out of ten, it doesn't work
Sometimes
out.
It does.
Sometimes it does. It's rare, but most of the time it does not.
Yep.
Leave that stuff on the ice. Bring in somebody with a history, with a winning resume.
Then you kill that legacy.
Like a Dale Talon.
Right.
He would be perfect.
Yeah, just bring him in. He would be in a good spot there.
Thanks again for the calls. There were nothing bleeped.
Everybody
kept it
good.
PG.
Couple
great
guys
stuff.
Took,
we will definitely do this
guys
again,
called
right?
Me out. Yeah, I think that this is something that maybe we can mix in maybe every month and a half, and get the little voice of the people in here. So
some people
nice.
Are not happy with you, Mike.
Listen,
I don't understand
I'll be fine.
Mike's a passionate guy. He brings it every week.
Rich Z from
he loves
Floral
the team
Park,
as much
you know,
as you
killing
do.
Killing me the other day about I'm never happy about anything. Rich, come on.
Great
Give
stuff,
me a break,
guys.
Rich.
We really appreciate
hey,
it.
Hey, what do you think this week? St. Louis and Columbus.
Yeah.
2 points, 4 points, 3 points,
three
0 points.
Points.
3 points,
three
B-Comp.
Points.
Going for 3 points.
Three
okay.
Points.
I'm a believer now, too. I'll go 3 points.
Beat
also.
St. Louis at home and find a way to get a point in Columbus,
man, Columbus
against
has been playing,
very good hockey
they've been
club.
Playing great right now. They're
we
just,
were ripping towards a few weeks back
no,
after the World Cup.
No,
man,
no,
has he done a phenomenal job.
Great job.
He's a Jack Adams candidate for sure.
No question.
Zach Werenski's a Calder candidate, too.
Yeah.
They got so much talent, Columbus.
Did a good job.
Right?
Even your boy Sam Gagner's getting things done there.
He had 4 points the other night.
He's
August 1st signing
happen.
For, like, what, 800 grand?
Yep. That's it, baby.
He would have looked nice next to Johnny, no?
Oh, no question.
They're like, I think they're really good buddies, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. Drop the ball there.
What do you think? St. Louis coming in Thursday night at the Bark. Pretty good hockey team. Big
Absolutely.
Test for the Islanders.
And the Islanders and the Blues always seem to play these wild games.
Yeah.
If you remember over the
yeah.
last couple years.
Shootouts.
There's always like a team blowing a three-goal lead. There's always some kind of I remember the game at the Coliseum a couple years ago where there was that controversial late no goal
oh,
or
yeah,
goal.
That's when Vanek
always,
lost it afterwards.
Right. There's
yeah.
always been some kind of zany game between the Islanders and the Blues, so it should be fun on Thursday.
I'm fortunate that I just mentioned Thomas Vanek because I wanted to bring it up on the show this week. The stuff that he said the other day, Mike, the hairs on the back of my neck were standing up. The first part I didn't have a problem with because he said that to me when he was after he signed with Minnesota, that he didn't sign because of Brooklyn. He didn't want to do the whole commute back and forth. But then to throw in at the end, it's turning other guys off. Give me a name. Who
yeah.
is it turned off?
Tom, you can't Vanek
You
can't
say that,
say that yeah,
and then not
job.
Tell us who you're referring to because I can tell you one thing for sure. Martin, Okposo, Nielsen, none of them left because of Brooklyn. So
right.
who are you talking about?
Right. That's a bad job by Vanek, if you're right. If he's going to make that statement, he's got to – and he's not going to because he doesn't want to throw anybody under the bus. but he's got to back that up with something.
It's ridiculous.
He didn't even play in Brooklyn.
Right.
He didn't. He wasn't even a part of that. So, Thomas, just be quiet. Go do nothing like you're doing and have fun.
Well, and the issue too, Mike, is that media members, you know, north of the border are going to take that and run with it when there's no validity to it.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Who left because of Brooklyn?
I'm tired.
Tell me one person besides yourself.
Can the Canadian media just stay out of the Islander stuff? Honestly.
No, Mike, it's never going to happen.
I can't have it.
Until Tavares signs, it's never going to happen.
I can't have it. They'd have no clue what's going on down here. None.
Yeah, I don't
take a walk.
I don't understand it. But that really irked me because there's just it's all about money. And no movement clauses. Franz Nielsen is not here anymore because he was not offered a no movement clause. He didn't want to end up in Vegas in a year. That's why he's not here. Matt Martin got a 4-year, $10 million contract to play in Toronto.
Yep.
That's why he's not here.
Yeah.
Kyle Okposo was not here because Garth didn't offer him a contract.
He didn't want him.
And Andrew Ladd is here because Garth gave him 7 years and $38.5 million.
That's it.
It has nothing to do with Brooklyn.
Didn't Johnny Boychuk and Nick Leddy just sign long-term deals here after they were traded here? So let's relax. Take a walk, Vanek.
It's
seriously.
Ridiculous.
Clown.
I don't even know what to say anymore about this stuff. I'm so tired of hearing about the commute to Brooklyn. It is such garbage. I talked to Josh Billy about it the other day. Gets on a train at 3:15. He gets him and like three other guys get a car service home. They're home in a half an hour.
It's ridiculous. I saw he had his newborn at the game.
Did you see that picture that they took?
Good job.
Oh, what a phenomenal picture. That's a
way to go, Josh.
It's a great picture.
He's team MVP so far.
He really is. It's amazing. You think we're going to see Grice at all over the next couple of games here, Mike?
Probably.
Which one? Thursday or Saturday?
He'll ride Halak again Thursday.
Yeah, I think Yarrow plays again Thursday night.
We'll see how that goes. If Halak wins again on Thursday, you know how Jack runs. He'll probably put him back out there on Saturday.
Got to get Grice in a game, no?
You would have to think, but, you know, they do have – and they next back-to-back is next Thursday and Friday against Chicago and Buffalo. So you don't have a lot of – you don't have a back-to-back in the next week, man. The Capitals again on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You got to play Halak again. He played
well
against them last week.
All right, so I will say –
Maybe you get Grice in on Saturday.
I'll say Grice in Columbus on Saturday.
There you go.
And he's got to perform. And you know what? This is a good thing. This is a nice problem to have when the goalies are pushing each other instead of one going in because the other's not performing. Mike, that played a huge role in the funk that they had the first 6 weeks of the season.
It did.
They weren't getting the goaltending.
Not at all.
And it's not a coincidence that they're winning games now because of games that Yarrow has had against the Rangers and the Caps.
Deadly combination. Bad goaltending and no goals being scored.
Can't that's win games like that.
That's how you lose hockey games, and that's what they did pretty much for the first 9 weeks of the season.
Are we going to have a show next week, Mike? How's Nikki feeling?
We're getting close, to be
quite
honest.
Skyping from the delivery room?
I was telling B-Comp before the show, guys, that, you know, if next week comes and she's in labor, I can just say, you know what? You still got another couple hours. I'm going to run out of the hallway.
I'll
go call Bri, and I'll be back in a half an hour. She'll love that. She'll be thrilled.
She'll
be thrilled if I do that next week. I think that we still got 2 weeks 2 weeks tomorrow. I think next week I'll still be okay, but
I'll tell you this. It's any day. I'm telling you right now.
She is not going to make it to the 22nd.
Yeah.
She's had enough.
My daughter Anna was due June 24th. She was born June 8th. So I'm telling you. Any day.
She's had enough. She wants it out.
All the best to Nikki. All the best to you.
Thanks.
Maybe we'll
thanks
see
for
you
all
next
the
week.
Calls today.
Yeah, dude, the calls are fantastic. We will definitely do that again. Thank you so much for keeping it PG. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
This has been the Islanders Point Blank Podcast, part of the SNY.TV Audio Network.